Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, Sports Talk Media Network. Time now for our meeting with Major Billy Downer from DNR. It is SC Wild on Sports Talk from DNR. Major Downer, good evening. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you tonight, Phil?
We are doing great. I'm up here at North Greenville University, which you know is in the mountains of South Carolina. I just had Coach Jeff Farrington on with me, like you, a Citadel grad. And he tells me there are bears in the woods up here, so I'm not going walking through the woods.
Yes, there are bears in the woods up there, yes.
So be on the lookout if you're roaming around up here.
That's right. But it is deer season, so we're excited to see that right now. Game Zone 3 came in, and they are full wide open. As of yesterday, the 15th, and that's gun season. So the other section of really largest other section of the state, Game Zone 4, will come in on September 1st. Of course, just bucks right now, bucks only, and that will change on September the 15th. So, again, by another less than 2 weeks, we'll be – full swing deer season across most of the state. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about deer season, but where we are, and then look at dove season coming up. Since before dove season, when dove season hits, we will not have a show before then. So we want to talk about that today and just remind folks what they need, where some, you know, great fields are to look at across the state as far as areas to go hunting, those kind of things. But first, I'll just tell you that Dave had a really good interesting field trip today. Went somewhere I have not been. Was invited to go tour Palmetto State Armory. And when you think of Palmetto State Armory, of PSA, you think of the retail locations across the state. I actually got to go to their ammunition plant where they're actually making ammo here in South Carolina. Didn't even know they did that. Very interesting process. We're going to have Julian, one of their owners, on the show in the near future, talk to him about that. We might even start doing every so often a kind of a gun segment to talk about some of the things they're seeing and trends. And it's just interesting to watch the process and to hear, you know, 2 years ago we had this really, or no, last year and the year before, we really saw it looked like a shortage of ammo. And nobody could figure it out what was going on with the ammo. You heard everything from the government is trying to get rid of the guns by taking your ammo, all sorts of things. And what I learned today was it all boiled down to one piece of that ammo, not the entire shell, not the brass, not the powder. It came down to one thing, the primer. And the primers were controlled by one company that owned two of the three primer factories in America. And production was down.
What does the primer do? What does the primer do?
So every firearm, every shell, a shotgun shell or a rifle shell or a pistol or a pistol round, they all have a case of some sort, whether it's brass, plastic, aluminum, metal, whatever, they have a case. They have a primer. The primer is the ignition point for the powder inside. The primer is what your firing pin hits. Firing pin hits the primer. The primer has a small explosion, very small, which ignites your gunpowder, which creates the pressure to push the bullet down the barrel or your shot wad down the barrel with shot for a shotgun shell, or the rifle round down the barrel. So the primer is critical in any ammo, and the shortage of primers is what caused the shortage of ammo. And interestingly enough, they are creating their own primer factory here in South Carolina, which will be a really neat, it's a neat process, neat factory here to have here, and something that's going to change a lot of things. Pretty neat. But Palmetto State Army enjoyed a nice tour today, but we'll have them on the show and talk more about that in the future. But right now, just to talk about where we are, again, deer season opened up, game zone three, that's some Richland County on down to, you know, all the way to Buford, basically. It's open now, and for bucks only, of course. And, you know, I know folks went out yesterday. I saw a picture of somebody that went out. They were successful in taking a coyote. They didn't see any deer. But in the picture, the biggest piece of the picture that stuck out to me were two blobs that you couldn't quite make out. And I said, I texted him back, nice mosquitoes in the picture. He said, you have no idea. It really was two mosquitoes in the picture.
Oy.
So they were that bad, you could actually see them in the photograph. So it is hot. It is muggy in most of the state where everybody's hunting. We've had a lot of rain. And it's just, the mosquitoes are horrible right now. So if you're going to go deer hunting, besides the license you got to have, you definitely better own a thermocell so that you can take that with you. Because if you don't, you're going to get eaten alive. It's just really, it's one of those years right now. It's wet. And it's not untypical to have that, but it is hot, muggy, and mosquito-filled woods and fields. So,
what about the impact of the heat? Like, you know, with the deer, when it's hot like this, are they somewhere trying to find shade and stay cool, and they're harder to find? What's the impact in terms of finding the deer you're looking for?
Well, absolutely. You know, heat, anything, oppressive heat like this, is going to seek shelter somewhere, seek the woods, stay in there longer maybe. But they've got to eat, and the grain fields are where a lot of the food's at that they're preferring. There, of course, is a lot of green in the woods, so they don't have to come out. But when they're cutting cornfields like they are now across the state, that draws a lot of deer out in the fields. So that's a draw right now. It's a good time to hunt. It's just funny when deer, the way they react around farming equipment versus you in a truck or on an ATV is just different. I was actually bush hogging this weekend on a tractor. Bush hogging, of course, is where you got a cutter on the back of the tractor and you're taking it like you're mowing, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was riding the tractor along the edge of a cornfield, and deer would walk out, look at me, and stand until I got about 20 feet away. And then they walk off. Not really running off, just walk off. It just sounded like a tractor. Tractor did not scare them one bit.
What does that mean? What do you think that means?
Well, I mean, they're used to agricultural equipment.
Yeah.
They know the difference in tractors. They know the difference in that and trucks. They don't fear a tractor. When a combine comes in the field, that noise actually sometimes attracts deer to a field because they know the field's getting cut. And if they go out, they can see. And there's waste grain on the ground. And they're going to go out and see if they can get to an extra waste grain. It's an attractant to them. If a tractor goes out in a peanut field, when they start turning peanuts, deer will roll out in those fields by the hundreds to eat the peanuts on top of the ground when they turn them and pull them out of the ground. When they hear that tractor running, they're going to come out and see what it is. They are naturally curious animals, and they will come to that noise.
What do peanut farmers have to do to keep that from happening? I mean, they can ruin the crop, can't they?
Yeah, but typically when you're turning peanuts, that it's deer season. For the most part, it's deer season. So, hunters can help with that in a field.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely. You turn those peanuts, they're sitting up there until they got to sit for a day. You can't turn them and combine them. You got to let them sit for a day or two. I don't know all the science of peanuts. But they got to dry a little bit before you pick them. I mean, before you actually, you know, collect them and gather them. And when they're sitting up like that, they are perfect picking for a deer, and they love it. So probably almost better than corn. But but yeah. But you know, just a couple of reminders for folks: if you're going to go deer hunting, remember you've got to have tags now. Make sure you have your state hunting license, a big game permit. If you have a combination license, it's going to have your big game permit included for $25. You can order that online on the app on Go Outdoors SC on your phone, or go to a local Walmart or, you know, a local sporting goods store that is a licensed vendor, or to one of our DNR location, office locations in Charleston, Florence, York office, Columbia, the farmer's market, or Horry County. There's one up there in Conway. And then there's one over in Clemson right now as well. So several locations across the state to purchase a hunting license and get your tags. So you can put in for tags. Again, remember, you've got to have physical tags in your possession when you're hunting deer. Those tags are paper tags. They're sent to you. They got sticky on the back. You can order those, again, on your app on your phone. You will not get tags if you go to the office. You don't get tags immediately. They're mailed to you by a third-party vendor. In the meantime, if you buy a license and you want to shoot a deer, you can print temporary tags at home on your printer, and it allows you to do that. And you can do that, again, at dnr.sc.gov. But make sure you got your license, big game permit, and that you have your tags with you. And right now, until September 15th, it is bucks only. So that's basically the rules. Deer's probably one of the safest things to go hunt as far as hunting, to not make a mistake. There's hardly anything you can do wrong. As long as you got a license and tags, there's not much you can do wrong except and shoot them during the day. Remember, you can shoot, the legal time to shoot deer is from sunrise, an hour before sunrise, to an hour after official sunset. So an hour before sunrise to an hour after official sunset, because any the season other time is considered night.
The season this year in South Carolina will run till when?
January 1st. So it opened up August 15th. It will run all the way to January 1st.
So you got plenty of time to get out there.
Plenty of time. And then I would suggest waiting when it gets a little cooler. It is just too hot for me now.
But not far from us now, right around the corner, is our migratory bird season coming. Go ahead, Phil. What do you want to say?
Well, I'm just going to ask you, it just seems to me, has the deer season moved up in recent years? It just seems to me that I recall the deer season sort of being not connected to, but about the same time we kicked off college football season around the 1st of September. Have we moved it up a couple of weeks, or has it always been around the middle of August?
No, that's right. So for the lower portion of the state, and that goes from Richland County, Orangeburg County on down, it does open the 15th. Always has for years. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting on the lake and hearing the shots go off August the 15th across the lake in Orangeburg, and the season wasn't open yet in Clarendon County. So game zone 4 will come in, as you said, Phil, September 1st is when it comes in, basically.
Gotcha.
That same time period. And there's been many years that deer season and dove season came in on the same day.
Gotcha.
So that is not uncommon, yes. But dove season does begin on September the 2nd. That's first Saturday in September. That'll be the opening day of dove season over Labor Day weekend. Again, for those that may want to be dove hunting, you know, a lot of fields right now, cornfields being cut, birds flying around, birds will spread out. A lot of folks have planted sunflowers, millet, and other items in their field, corn as well, to attract doves, and are feeding doves and maybe out there bush hogging a little bit right now to start getting doves coming to the field. But the season will open up September 2nd. Now, again, remember the first couple of days will be afternoons only. Afternoons only is important. And just remember that, because a lot of people forget why we do that. We talk about it every year, Phil. But the reason that we leave the first 3 days of the season open for afternoons, just afternoons only, is because we're trying to keep people from double dipping, from actually going out and trying to shoot too many birds. So that's the reason for that. But, again, the dove hunt, you're going to need to have your license, again, a county license, a state hunting license. Make sure you have a migratory bird permit the Harvest Information Program, HIP, the HIP permit they used to call it. This is a free permit. Doesn't cost you anything. This is the one you have to answer the questions. Folks that have gotten it always know the questions. How many doves did you shoot last year? How many ducks? How many geese? So those are the questions you ask, and that's a national survey that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service uses to determine, get a heartbeat on what the season was last year, what it was like. So try to be accurate with your answers. But again, it's a free permit. If you don't have it with you, it's actually a fine. We typically try to write warnings for that. But again, you have to have that migratory bird permit, and that is free. And you can buy that at the local license vendor, or you can answer the questions online if you get it on your phone. State hunting license, migratory bird permit. Remember, if you're hunting doves in a field, make sure you know the people you're hunting with. I always like to say that. If you're visiting a field, when you walk out in the field, pay attention. Look down on the ground, because one of the biggest mistakes people will make is hunting a baited field. And it's not uncommon to hunt a field and have lots of birds flying in. That's not uncommon. But if you're walking around, there's a lot of exposed grain, particularly if you see grain that doesn't match the grain that's there. For instance, if you're sitting in the cornfield and there's sunflower spread everywhere, probably an indicator that it's been baited. If you're in a wheat field or sunflowers and there's wheat spread everywhere before October 1st, probably a good indicator somebody's been baiting those birds. So just watch when you go out. It is your responsibility to watch where you're hunting, to look below you when you walk out into a field. Make sure you got your license. Make sure you got your permit. You know, make sure that your gun is incapable of holding more than 3 shells. The old called the plug. Make sure your gun has a plug in it, which is a filler that keeps the gun from being able to hold more than 3 shells. You got a pump, semi-automatic. You want to make sure that gun cannot hold more than 2 shells in that magazine underneath and 1 in the chamber. That's 3 shells total. Of course, if you got an over and under or side by side, you don't have to worry about that. You can't hold more than 2 shells. I always laugh when you get new officers sometimes that haven't grown up hunting, which we do. They look at a double barrel and start looking for the plug. Well, there's no plug in a double barrel. It's only got 2 barrels. That's it. But just make sure that you have your plug in your gun. Again, know that your time to shoot is, again, 30 minutes before sunrise to sunset, just like waterfowl. 30 minutes before sunrise to sunset, official sunset. A lot of folks, birds will go to roost. A lot of folks like to go shoot roost on doves, just as legal as shooting ducks late. Sunset's when it stops. Official sunset is when you have to stop shooting. Again, remember the first couple of days dove season, it's afternoons only, so that's after 12 o'clock when you can hunt. A morning hunt starts later. So that's just typical for us in our dove season. To remember. And again, if you want more information on dove rules and hunting on migratory baiting law rules, you can go to our regulations. You can get a copy of the regulations at your local hunting store at a DNR office, or you can go online to our e-regulations. If you have the Go Outdoors South Carolina app on your phone, if you go to the bottom, you push the button for the icon for the regulations. It takes you straight to our e-regulations, and you can look at the entire book of our regulations, everything from dove hunting, deer hunting, turkey hunting, everything in one location on your phone, which is pretty cool. If you're like me, you might have a pair of glasses so you can read it. I think we're all there for some point, but yes, it's all there available on your phone. But that's kind of the mainstay for that. Again, as you look at the seasons coming up, you want to look at where we have our public dove fields coming up in the future. I'd look at that. I always encourage folks to visit some of our WMAs, our public dove fields. Their opening dates sometimes are different than opening day. Check out, again, the e-regs for that, see when the field's open. I can tell you, one of the new gyms in the local area, and I'll spout it out for a little bit, and they'll probably get mad because there'll probably be so many people there, but folks that enjoyed it last year, the Love WMA over here on 378 Garners Ferry Road, almost to the Watery River, We had a 60-acre dove field there. First dove field we've had in Richland County as a public dove field in many years. And it was number one dove field in the state last year. And folks ask me, well, how do you know it's number one dove field in the state? Well, our biologists, technicians, they monitor the field. When people leave, they take numbers of what people shot. And doves per man, it was the highest in the state for opening for the opening day on the WMAs. So, again, look at your rules and regulations for when those fields are open. Some fields are open on Saturdays. Some are open on Wednesdays. Again, look at EREG to see when a field may be near you open. But I encourage folks to go to a public WMA, one of our public dove fields. Great opportunity if you don't have a private field to go to. Just make sure you always consider safety. We talk about safety all the time. When you get in the dove field, the main thing you want to think about when you talk about safety is you want to think the doves we call low birds. Talk about it many times on the show. But if a bird, if your shotgun drops for a 45-degree angle, probably don't need to shoot, because if you shoot at less than 45 degrees, your shot is going to scatter faster onto somebody in the distance, and it may be painful. It may be strike them. Get hit them in the eye, could do a lot of damage. So you don't want to shoot what we call a low bird. Certainly don't level your gun off on a bird and swing around. When you go to the field, what I like to tell people, when you go to the field and you get to your spot, look around you. Note where other hunters are. If you're walking to a spot and you get to your spot, make sure everybody around you knows you're there. Call out to them. Don't be embarrassed. I always let somebody know, hey, I'm right here. Let them know where you are, because when they get in the moment and a bird starts flying by, they may swing your direction. Call it your zone of fire. Know your zone of fire. Know where you should safely shoot. And that's an area away from others. So look around. You see where people are to your left and your right. Decide where your area that you can shoot is, and don't shoot out of it. And if you're on a good field, it's not a problem. You're going to get plenty of shots anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's not worth it, even on a bad field, to shoot out of your zone and sting somebody with some shot, bird shot, or worse, shoot someone else. So, again, know your zone of fire. Let people know where you are. Note where everyone else in the field is. And on a hot Saturday, like opening day is going to be this year, I will tell you, always take water with you. Hydrate, 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 just like an athlete. And if you have a dog, everyone knows I love my dogs. I love hunting with my dogs. In fact, I got a puppy with me right now that's trying to climb on top of me. if you go to the field with your dog and it's 100 degrees out there, be mindful of that. Sometimes it's just too hot to take a dog. And if you haven't been working your dog out, don't take them out there. I can tell you from personal experience, you can end up with a really bad day. A dog can die from heat stroke very quickly. Mm-hmm. If you take your dog, and they are in good shape, take plenty of water with you. And it doesn't need to be cold water. Dogs don't need cold water. Just, you know, the temperature, outside temperature water is fine. Mm-hmm. They just need water, and they need it readily available so that your companion, man's best friend, can go get that bird and come back and keep it accessible to them so they can have it. Avoid standing in the open sun if you can. Try to find a shady spot or a tree. Yeah, you might not be in the best spot in the field, but you'll get your best friend will thank you for sitting there next to you. But that's just some things I like to point out.
Quick question, and we got about 45 seconds. Now, say there are multiple hunters kind of in the same field, and they're all kind of shooting, say, at the same bird, and the bird comes down. All three of them think they're the one that shot him. Who gets the bird?
That's a great question, Phil. You can toss that one up. Whoever gets to him first probably gets the bird. I've seen birds get shot, and people, I shot that. No, I shot. That typically happens more. That happens more in duck blinds than it does in a dove field.
Okay.
But, yes, it does happen. But, yeah, good question. Again, you know, somebody else shoots that bird, it's not worth an argument. There'll be another bird to shoot. Plenty of them.
Hey, what's the name of your puppy?
This is my new little yellow lab. Her name is Callie.
Her name is what?
She's going to be the new Callie.
Callie.
L-L-I-E. She'll be the new, she'll be the new protege.
That's fantastic. Major, great stuff. Tremendous information. I hope people were paying attention. You enjoy your days out in the fields. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Major. That'll do it for Sports Talk SC Wild, and thank you from here at North Greenville. See you tomorrow.